Welcome to America's Top Pop Culture Show, when you want all your pop culture delivered fast. Yeah. It's Barnes, Leslie, and Cubby. We are, by the way, a quick update. We are trending in, and explain to me why Europe loves us, but we're number four in Portugal.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And we're still killing it in Denmark, so I don't understand what's happening with this show. But welcome back. We have a busy show today. For the first time ever, we're going to have multi-guests.
And
I don't know if it's all going to stick, because, you know, the internet around here, people tend to drop and who knows what. But we're having the Littrell family. So Bailey Littrell, who's a country artist, Brian Littrell, who, of course, is from Backstreet Boys. And Leanne Littrell, who is the manager of Bailey and the mother of Bailey and the wife of Brian.
It's a family affair.
And I am worried about the whole internet connection. You're right about that, because we have issues with just the three of us sometimes. We're going to have a total of what? Like nine people on?
six.
Yeah,
six people.
It's going to get a little busy later.
And here's a quick clip of him. He's really talented. His name is Bailey, B-A-Y-L-E-E.
You check all my boxes when it's 22. You got it. Going down my list. It's obvious you're what I want.
Really good.
We've supported him at CMT. I'm telling you, he's a great songwriter.
And you don't mind if I bring up some Backstreet Boys questions either, because Brian and I have a history from our years
absolutely.
Of playing all his pop music.
Oh, yeah.
Right, totally. Cool. I would hope. I have a few probing Backstreet questions that are kind of off the path.
Bring it on.
Also.
Hey, make sure you follow us on social media. A lot of people are. Thank you for that. On Twitter, we are Pop Culture Show. And then on Instagram, The Pop Culture Show. And just go to Facebook and you search The Pop Culture Show and you'll find us. But Instagram I love. But did you guys get that update, by the way?
I'm so pissed. Your habit to go to look at your notifications, and now it's a freaking store.
Correct.
I can't even find my camera roll. I'm like,
confused. I don't like it at all. And I'm the kind of guy that likes to update every time a new update happens. And my wife is the opposite. She goes, I get used to something. I want to stick the way it is. And she's like, she's making fun of me.
Smart.
Like, see, there you go. That's why I don't update my apps. Because you can't even go back to yesterday to find out maybe who a new follower might be. I can go today only.
Yeah, I'm not, do not like it at all.
Not digging it. We have some excellent guests coming up, one to give you that we haven't announced yet. We did one, India Oxenberg, who was at the top of that NXIVM cult, the sex cult. I cannot tell you, this girl's been through so much. And
it's unreal.
She'll be on with us next episode. After that, it'll be Michael Damian, Danny Romolotti from Young and the Restless for all those years. But now he's producing very successful movies as we inch towards Christmas time. He's got a brand new movie coming out, I think on Hallmark. Hallmark or Lifetime, one of the others. He's going to kill me that I don't know.
And he had a number one hit.
And he did have a number one hit with Rock On.
It'd be fun to catch up with him.
He's such a great guy. And also the lead singer for Our Lady Peace. They have some new stuff coming out. Rain Maida will be on with us the week after that. So we've got a busy Thanksgiving season rolling towards the end of the year. I look forward to it.
Hey, do you like your new phone, by the way? You were mentioning last week you were getting the new 5G.
It hasn't come.
What?
Mother,
what?
I'm so pissed.
You pre-ordered.
It was supposed to be here Friday, and I still get the UPS. First, I got the teaser. It'll be here by the end of the day, Friday. Nothing. And then yesterday, by the end of the day, it still shows out for delivery.
We're in COVID, Barnes.
Yeah.
We're in COVID.
This is all I've got. The Supcase, which thank you, Supcase, for retweeting us this week.
A thousand times.
Yeah, we were talking. Yeah, we got so many retweets from that for some reason, but... Thank you.
Well, since you don't get deliveries, but I'm sure there's daily deliveries at Cubby's house.
Yes, there is, Leslie. In fact,
we know.
I have a great Amazon Prime delivery story that happened last week. You guys are going to die. This is great. So my wife and I obviously working from home still, and my wife, her home office is right by the front window of the home. So she sees people coming and going, and we order Amazon all the time. Well, she comes to me and she goes, something really weird just happened. I saw an Amazon Prime truck come in the driveway and I saw a lady walk up. Then she walked away. I opened the door, but I didn't see a package. I go, that's really weird. And so she goes, hang on 1 second. She goes outside and then she starts laughing. And I'm like, what's so funny? And the package is in a bush to the left of the front door, in a bush, sitting in a bush.
What?
Yeah. And she's laughing because we put two and two together. We have a welcome mat when you walk in the front door. Well, not when you walk in, on the outside. You know,
right.
And it's in tongue in cheek, by the way. And on the pad, it says, on the welcome pad, it says, please hide packages from my husband.
And he did
it. She literally hid the package from thinking like this person must order a lot, doesn't want her husband to catch on. And lo and behold, she took the welcoming mat literally.
She was protecting your wife.
I have a picture of it.
Are you going to change the welcome
mat? I asked my wife, I said, should we think about changing it more? This might happen more. But we've had it for like a year. No one's ever done that. But we were just rolling.
That is so weird.
Why is that weird? That means somebody actually read the mat and took it literally.
I know, but that they would believe it. Maybe they hid my phone with your crap in the bushes.
I have your new iPhone 5G, baby.
Wow. That is funny. Yeah, you know, Cubby, you always give me grief when I call you. And you are okay with it when I'm helping you with something, which
Correct.
Is always funny.
Where's this going? Where's this going?
So, and then we were talking about something before we do the show on here. We get on and we just like catch up. And then Lanny got on. When he does, he gets on and he sets everything up for Princess Leslie before she sits. We all ride. We have to rise. And then she sits down. And Lanny said something to me, and I said, he goes, I won't say hello to Barnes because we've already spoken this morning. And Cubby's like, what do you mean? Like, you talked, were you having like technical problems? It's like, no, Cubby, people that are friends, they actually talk sometimes.
But Leslie, don't you agree anything that can't be put in a text, don't worry about? I mean, just, I understand some phone calls are needed, but go ahead.
Okay. So as we wait for, you know, I get online because I'm like hosting from my house, like the software.
Yes.
And I wait for everyone to get on. So I'll text and go, we're on. Well, so Leslie calls me before. So I'm already like ready to go. And like the phone's ringing. It's like, oh, it's Leslie. So I pick it up. Leslie starts talking and like doing bits on the phone before we get to the show. I was like, Leslie, why are you doing a pre-show?
Save it for the show. So I feel like I can't even call him anymore.
She's like unloading all this. I'm like, no, don't
tell
me.
Well, there you go. That's even a bigger reason not to talk, because you want all the content to come on right now.
Right. For show stuff. But like for technical things, like, hey, when can we tape this guest or when can we do this guest? That's when, you know, Leslie and I talk at least once
a
day.
Why not email or text? Yes. Why can't that be, sent that way?
Because you slip in a little gossip. You just, you know, your friends.
All right. You know what? Yeah. I'll make a pact with you.
And people,
from now on, when you call me, I'll take the call. You can call as many times as you want. I'm turning over a new leaf.
Yep. And this week, several people, I defended you because I went to the cryo place this week. And the only two things people can talk about, one are the fireballs. Right. I've gotten so many emails and conversations about, go back to last episode if you don't know what we're talking about. And she said, the girl came up to me, this is in Atlanta. She said, I have to tell you, that chubby guy is really funny. It's Cubby.
I
can't believe no one can get my name right. It's been happening for years. I don't know why Cubby is so hard. It's C-U-B-B-Y, but I get Chubby. I get Colby because of, the legendary Colby Bryant, who, of course, passed away earlier this year. But I always get K-O-B-E a lot. But no one ever gets Cubby. And then they think I was part of the Mickey Mouse Club. And I have to explain, that would make me 90 if I was in the Mickey Mouse Club. I'm not the Cubby from the Mickey Mouse Club. But thank you for the compliment. I'm glad you thought that I was funny.
Barnes, I can't believe we're like so many minutes into the show and you haven't brought up the Cubby discrepancy issue.
Yeah. What is this, is this an intervention or a podcast? What? It's like boom, 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 boom. God.
So I'm sitting around watching college football over the weekend, and the head of programming for Cumulus Media, Brian Phillips, who was my
former boss,
the founder, our boss and creator of The Morning X, our previous shows. Like, I'm sitting here and he's like, hey, Barnes, it's Brian. I was like, hey, Brian, how's it going? Da-da-da. Hey, so Leslie Nielsen, not Airplane. Peter Graves was Airplane. I was like, oh, shit. And immediately I was like, that was Cubby. I'm like, I said, who was that guy?
Immediately went to Cubby.
And Cubby's like, Leslie Nielsen. So I took, because I trust Cubby as his partner on the show, that he was telling me the truth. And it was Peter Graves. And I should have known because I did a commercial with Peter Graves that you can see it in social media.
Look, if I'm wrong, that's great. But I mean, you should definitely be right on that since you did the commercial with him.
Yeah, that's what Cubby's response was in social media. So we're getting blown up in social media. And of course, Brian's posts flashcards for Barnes, and he puts a picture of Leslie Nielsen, who is like the guy from like all the Naked Gun.
But I will say that Brian called me and said, yeah, Barnes just threw Cubby under the bus.
Yeah, guess he what? Said it.
I got something for Brian Phillips. Leslie Nielsen was in Airplane, though.
Oh, was he?
And he was in.
Wasn't he in one of them?
Peter Graves was in it, and so was Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, well, that's
you big dummies.
No, it was, but look at that big ring light.
So Robert Hayes, Julie Haggerty, Leslie Nielsen.
Okay. But the guy that we were showing, was Leslie Nielsen a pilot?
Leslie Nielsen, I don't remember what his character was at Airplane off the top of my head. Peter Graves was a pilot, though. And that's the one you did the commercial with. So that's where the confusion is.
You just can't say anything on this show, Cubby. You know, anything we say, we're held subject to the masses attacking.
Well, look, I want my Sundays back. So if I can't say anything on this show, if you need me out, let me know.
Well, that's a great time for you to bring that up. I appreciate you bringing that up. We would like to announce Amazon has just signed us to a $14 million deal. It'll be Barnes and Leslie, though. Thanks, Cubby, for your service. We'll see you next week.
Damn it. That would happen to me, by the way. That would totally happen to me.
Quit.
I do love you guys. I really do love you guys, but I don't know why. Why do we tape on Sunday at 11 a.m.? Because this show comes out on a Monday and we want the most current information?
That's a good reason.
When would you want to tape is what I want to know. It's like Friday night?
You want to tape sometime when you can't use that old bedspread hanging from your window so you have to block the sunlight out?
Oh, I know. Look at this. It looks like I live definitely in the ghetto for sure. But you're right. There's never a good time to record. I take that back because I don't want to record at night because I want to watch TV at night.
Well, then, Cubby, you know what they say. Shut the
All
fuck
right,
up.
All right, I will shut the fuck up.
And do the show.
Ouch.
Any more digs coming my way? Are we done with me?
I think we're done.
Oh, man, this is fun.
All right. Leslie, do something else. Take us somewhere.
Okay.
Take us another direction.
I have a great story.
What do you got?
Seriously. This is seriously sounds like an episode of like a great TV show. A helicopter carrying a donor heart crashed on a hospital roof before the organ is dropped by a staffer. Like literally, they bring this heart on a helicopter. The helicopter crashes on its side. They're able to get the heart, right? So then you got the staffer running with the heart and he trips.
What?
I mean, all of this happens.
Is the heart like
a day,
jumping like up and down in the hand as he's running?
Yes, basically, probably in a little box. But at the end of the day, they're still able to get it to the hospital for this transplant. But just the fact that, you know, the helicopter crashes, then the guy running with it trips. You can't make this stuff up.
No, it's
crazy.
I see an update here. Both the pilot and the person that was running with the heart, they were both arrested for cardiac arrest.
Oh, my God. You know what? Speaking of people who should quit the podcast, Cubby and Leslie coming soon on the Pop Culture Show.
Wait. Rimshot.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I do appreciate a good dad joke. That was
you
good.
Said that so seriously.
But look at Cubby. Was the heart bouncing on the runway? Yeah, look who wanted to talk.
I mean, I didn't want to interrupt her story.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Thank you for that very touching story.
Well, actually, when Leslie touching. Said she had a heart story, I thought it was about the group. I'm like, I was trying to think of my favorite songs.
Nancy Wilson.
Someone's going to be like, I heard in the Pop Culture Show, heart crashed in the helicopter.
People exactly. hear what they want to hear, right? They mishear everything.
They crashed in the helicopter.
Anyway,
a quick technology update. I don't know if you saw this. This is not a joke. Everyone's like, oh shit, everything now is a joke. It's like a lead up to a joke. T-Mobile has come out with a new TV network. Have you guys seen
this? I've
heard
about it, but haven't seen it.
Yeah. T-Mobile TV is out. And I love YouTube TV, but I always like to look at an alternative. I don't know. It's
what
they're pitching. Easy home setup, half the price of cable TV, no annual service, no exploding plans. They're taking digs at everybody. But I was looking at the channels. Like one glaring miss is CBS. CBS isn't even on it.
They have the other major networks, but not CBS? That's weird.
I wonder because of CBS Interactive or something. I don't know.
I don't know. No CBS, which kills me. Hello, Big Brother.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Every single
your whole reason
my
for
whole,
having CBS.
My whole reality life would be in shambles. but it's 30 channels for $40, 40 channels for $50, and 50 channels for $60. I'm not their marketing person, but can we just at least get the numbers, like do 30 for 30, 40 for 40, 50 right. for 50?
Would this be an app that you get on your TV? I mean, obviously you get it on your phone, but it's, you would be able to watch it.
It's just like Apple TV. You know how you get your YouTube TV app or your whatever app?
Right.
Anyway, I thought I'd mention that for people looking for an alternative. And you, if you don't watch Love Island, you don't watch Big Brother, you don't watch all that. But I think, you know, CBS for me has a lot of shows.
Speaking of reality TV, I don't mean to divert this whole thing, but I read that
that's it.
Airbnb,
that's all I got.
You can Airbnb the bachelor house, the mansion.
I thought about Barnes when I saw that.
It's been on there before. It was only $1,500 night. What is it on there for
now?
Now,
which actually to me isn't bad. Here's why. There's 13 bedrooms. So you get
bring all your friends,
split it up. I mean, come on, it can't be that bad. But it's one night.
Do the women come with
it? No, that's the bad. For $10,000 a night, the women come with it. It's $6,000 a night.
Well, 5 years ago, it was $1,500. And I've been in that house. It's not as amazing as it looks on TV. It definitely looks a lot better on TV. But what's wild is the guy that owns it, every 6 months or so, they have to get out. So I'm assuming now, because they didn't do the Bachelor or Bachelorette there this time, that he's like, well, shit, I'm used to getting income. But they board, you know how when you go to a fancy condo and you see the owner's closet, like everything is boarded up, like they have their stuff that they hide their closet. That's how this house is. You'll go into an area, you'll see a room with like 8 bunk beds shoved in it. And then there's literally big chests locked with all this guy's stuff.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. I thought they were doing it in the mansion this year and they're all under a bubble.
No, they were at a resort for the Bachelorette. That's where they are right now. And then they were at another resort in Pennsylvania for The Bachelor.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'd want them to wipe everything down. I would be like, eh, I don't want to go into this place.
They're in serious drama right now with that new girl coming in, with Claire going out. Like, it's been a circus. It's on Tuesday night.
Is it really drama, though, or are they loving it?
Barnes knows all this.
Oh, they're
loving the drama.
Sure, they're loving it.
Yeah, I mean, ABC is like,
drama,
I mean, just when you thought
love.
You couldn't get another plot twist with The Bachelor or Bachelorette, this one was a new one, and they got me on it.
Well, let's just jump into Celebrity Sleaze. I kind of love this announcement. The Weeknd is going to do the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, we just don't know how it's going to look, right? Because are they going to let fans in? I heard they're going to try to do a, you know, minimal capacity stadium, but.
Man, at the rate COVID's going right now, I don't know what's going to happen when.
So it's going to be so interesting. I thought this was crazy. Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis are splitting after 7 years, but they were engaged. I thought they were already married, but apparently they've been engaged for 7 years.
7 years?
7 years. So they just sort of like broke up their 7 year engagement. They said on social media that, you know, they are here for their children because they have Otis, who's 6, and Daisy, who is 4.
Dude, that's a hardcore placeholder. If you can't make the decision in 7 years, what is it you're looking? Is she a good cook? Is she good in the bedroom? Is he good in the bedroom? What is it?
That's why I was shocked. I thought they were already married.
Wait, after 7 years, isn't like it considered common law marriage? I don't know how that works.
I thought it was.
I guess it depends on the state.
But that's a long time. Mm-hmm. You're right. They should have figured that out.
Barnes, I hate to bring this up because I know you're going to be a little bummed about it.
What now?
But Prison Break season 6 has been canceled.
Leslie, do you have to just keep ruining my life?
Does this mean no more checks for you in the mail? No checks in the mail?
There was no guarantee my character was coming back.
By the way, I was applauding just to dig at you since you've been digging me the whole podcast.
Yeah.
I was
keep
on
more of that.
I was a recurring character on season 2, Agent Drucker, and I don't think that season 6 would have brought me back.
Why?
So, are they going to go back that far? They're that desperate for they need. Let's
well,
go
maybe
back.
A memory, Drucker. Maybe like for a, like I thought about that when I was watching This Is Us last week, about that show will employ a lot of people because they do so many flashbacks and
it's
right.
Amazing.
It's one of the most well put together shows. I really love This Is Us. But anyway, that's a side note.
Speaking of flashbacks or whatever, but McDreamy came back to Grey's Anatomy in a dream sequence. But fans were freaking out because, you know, Patrick Dempsey hadn't been on that show in a long time.
Like 10 years really... or like a long, long, long time?
Yeah, a long time. And it's so funny because I haven't watched that show in years.
Me
I used to be a diehard fan. But after a while, it's like things jump the shark for me and I can't, you know, I can't go there. But it was kind of clever on their part to bring him back in a dream sequence.
Hey, that show you told us to watch last week. See, unlike other people on this show, when you tell me to watch a show, I go watch it. The Undoing. With Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant, your old top fiver.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm caught up. So I'm all the way, you know, there's six of them, I guess. I'm three through or whatever, four, whatever.
Yeah, because a new one is coming up. I love the show.
I'm on the fence because it's full of cliches. Like, they have just enough hooks at the end, but like all the stuff in between seems kind of slow to me. I don't know
yet.
Are
you intrigued at all?
Yeah. I thought it was very interesting that Nicole Kidman had a one-on-one conversation with a vagina. I thought that was very interesting television. Did you think that was weird?
There's some weird stuff in there, but I think the reason is you're going to find out why at the end.
You see Cubby. Now Cubby's interested.
This is where I feel like now the third Cubby, wheel cause... sometimes, because you guys watched it and I didn't, but I did watch Seduced.
No, I'm saying that there was a weird thing, like where she's in a locker room and this girl, I don't want to give too much away, but this girl comes in and Nicole Kidman's sitting on the bench like you would be putting your shoes on or whatever, and the girl walks over and she's confronting Nicole. And she's just face to her vagina, and the whole conversation goes like that.
Where do I DVR this?
Well, the girl had some issues, and I think we might find that Nicole's character might have some issues. But I will say that I have already finished The Queen's Gambit on Netflix. Two nights, done. It's so good.
I've heard it's good. Cubby, what you did watch
Seduced? I watched episode four because it happened to be just beginning Monday. And I'm like, wow, should I watch it? Because it's episode four. I want to watch from the beginning. But I was 10 minutes in and I was sucked in.
You're going backwards?
You started
season
one,
episode four. And they're talking about the.
There's only four.
There's only four? The last one was great. I saw all about her trying to get the branding taken off about India.
Yeah, you need to watch the first three. You can watch them out of order. You just need to watch the story.
It's so good. But I will say, I signed up for Stars just to get Seduced.
It was worth it, right?
Yeah, you were totally bitching about it to me on the phone. Did y'all get that? Did you extend it?
Yeah, because I wanted to finish Seduced.
I love Fram's like, it got the 7-day trial, and then they caught me because they only had two episodes out.
Yeah, they do that to you. Apple TV did that to us as well. We're still paying for it.
Yeah, so if you want to watch Seduced, just wait. They're all out, so just get your 7-day trial and jump out.
Okay, would you guys seriously watch The Queen's Gambit?
I'm gonna watch it.
Lanny absolutely loved it.
I didn't know it was about chess.
Well, it's really about this character who's fascinating.
I heard there's a lot of sex.
Barnes, that's Barnes' prerequisite to watch any show. It's
no,
like,
I just
what?
Said I heard there's a lot of sex. I read an article about it.
Yeah,
said
there's sex.
Can you confirm?
Not a lot of sex.
Just enough.
Okay.
More tranquilizers.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, tranquilizers.
Have you been, did you know that Alex Trebek had taped enough Jeopardy episodes that he's going to be on through Christmas?
It's so scary.
But have you heard about like who might be the replacement?
I've heard so many names.
All these names are popping
Anderson Cooper, Ken Jennings.
I heard Ken Jennings. I've also heard that George Stephanopoulos, which is kind of strange to me.
I've heard Ryan Seacrest.
Really? I didn't hear that. I heard Donald Trump.
Donald Trump on Jeopardy?
That's what I heard.
Wow.
LeVar Burton. Anyway, it's going on and on, so we'll see who ends up getting that. But
Ken Jennings seems like the obvious.
He would be perfect.
We know how smart
he
is.
Every time Jeopardy starts now, though, when Alex walks out, I can't believe he's
freaky?
Gone. I just can't believe he's gone. But I'm glad that they have these and we're able to watch him.
It's so freaky to watch. I just like it's uneasy.
Right.
Will you be watching the Friends reunion? Because I finally scheduled it for March on HBO Max.
Is it a clip show?
I don't know. See, I've heard it's a clip show, but if it's that, it's going to be really disappointing.
I don't need to see the show that people, you know, that shows would do at Thanksgiving when they're all sitting around the table. Cubby, remember the time we had?
Yeah, I'm not into that.
That would be really disappointing if it was a clip show. A couple other funny things that I saw. Kate Winslet. I don't know if you saw this, managed to hold her breath for 7 minutes for Avatar 2. 7 minutes?
Well,
how do you do that?
She was in Titanic, so she learned the hard way. That was one of her first movies.
Apparently, the person that held the record before that for 6 minutes was one of the Mission Impossibles, Tom Cruise, which is kind of interesting.
Man,
7 minutes.
How long could you hold your breath, Leslie Barnes?
Maybe 60 seconds. I don't know.
I try it every time you open your mouth.
Fuck you. Believe that.
Pandemic or not, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is still happening, and a lot of stars have signed up.
What
is that going to look
like? Even a pandemic can't kill that crap.
Pentatonics, Bebe Rexha, Tori Kelly.
Virtual, though.
I guess some American Idol former winners.
I know.
It's going to happen. That's a tradition. It's a tradition.
It's the worst display of lip syncing of all
time. It's bad. But you know what? It's New York. It's the holidays. It's pretty good, yeah. And we're even going to have a Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. They're putting that up this weekend as we're taping this.
I saw that. And
they say they want to make sure that there's no one coming around to look at it. I don't know how they're going to stop that. But anyway, we are going to have a Rockefeller Center Christmas tree in New York.
HBO's got that Tiger Woods documentary coming up.
Oh, yeah.
January 2021.
And I can't believe he won the Masters, which is huge. Chop that in if he wins. Chop that in if he wins. He's playing right now. I don't know if he's going to win, but if he wins, we're fucking on it.
Yeah, he's not going to win.
Yep.
No, he's like seven out.
No.
And I think, Barnes, you were going to talk to us about some new music that came out this week, which
yes,
I'm one of them I'm so yes, obsessed with.
Yes. Let me go to my music laboratory. First, Billie Eilish has a new one, which, surprise, sounds like her old ones. I'm not your friend.
This 90s music flashback when I hear her music. I think Garbage, you know, like not the band, not bad music, but like the band Garbage and other like alternative bands around that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like her, but it's just the same old stuff. And then I think there's a beat share going on in their house because on the same day, Phineas came out with a new one. No, my
friends. Guess it gets on the president. I like this. No, my
friends. Guess it gets on his government. Do they have one vocal booth and they just have to like reserve it or something at the house? Where the poison is to put a face to what's poison. It is cool.
Now this reminds me of Beck. Taste of his
medicine. Totally. Thinks it's the president. I like it. Here's a couple of other ones. Chris Stapleton has this guy. This guy's so talented. His voice.
This record is amazing.
His voice is incredible. And it's hard to resist. Every one of his songs is so infectious. I know you, and you know me, and we both know where this is gonna lead. AC/DC's new one. Now, that one song we heard a couple of, I don't know, 4 or 5 episodes ago, the leak of the first single, some of it, man, it's really hard to understand what's happening. And you hear like a mixture of some of the AC/DC classic sound, and then you tell me. Break it out, break it down.
Leslie, main stage.
Doesn't even sound like it's mixed.
Listen to him right here.
Sounds like a total strip club song.
Can you tell what he was saying right there? Realize. Right? I mean, it's trip. And then here's this one. Tell me if you can figure out who this is. This is a very big offspring of one of the biggest pop stars ever. And it's a duet. Now I don't know your name. I'm afraid of what's under the floor. Beautiful voice. Here's the dude. Took your memory. Took a few other things from the shelf. That's Paris Jackson and Andy Hull from Manchester Orchestra. Wow.
I like Andy. Yeah, remember we talked about Paris Jackson. I love the vibe of that.
It's got a very like scary, kind of eerie
dark
vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you guys saw the cover of Rolling Stone, Paul McCartney and Taylor Swift.
I did.
Yeah, I'm going to read that. I love when they do the artist-to-artist interviews.
Yeah, Cubby, could you write this down? When again is Taylor Swift coming on?
No, Leslie's got this
one. Are we taping that?
No, Leslie's.
No, I know. I'm saying, would you take notes?
Oh, yeah.
Biggest star in the world. Give me a break.
December 14th.
Oh, okay. That's when we're taping it? Good. All right. There's your new music.
There's your celebrity sleaze.
All right, Leslie Barnes, give me the year you were born because I have the coolest article in front of me right now. No, you have to give it to me.
Oh, Leslie is not going to play.
The most famous band that formed the year you were born. I have a list.
Oh,
it goes all the way
Cubby.
Back to 1925,
Leslie. Yeah, it's 1987.
Leslie. Cubby, first of all, I know you don't know this, but there have been many years we've tried to get this information.
That was
a very clever ploy for you to try and get
that
it.
That was sweet.
Leslie,
Cubby.
Come on. You look amazing. I think if you said your age.
1987.
All right, let's look up 1987. Lying sack of shit.
Okay. I'm 1967.
1967. Here we go. Wow. Impressive. Fleetwood Mac. They've sold nearly 50 million albums and,
And this is the most famous. What is this again? Okay.
It's the headline of the article is the most famous band formed the year you were born. So obviously it's not every band, but it's the biggest one from that year.
Oh, formed.
So they started.
Oh,
Fleetwood Mac's big.
I don't want to be associated though with them. Can I have something else?
That's the only one for 1967.
Oh, you don't like Fleetwood Mac?
I mean, I like them, but I mean, I don't know if I want to be like on that. Is there a cash value trade in that I can do with this?
You could you know what? Okay. You want to trade with my year? I was born in 1971, and the biggest group, the Eagles, they were formed in 1971.
I like the Eagles. I like Fleetwood Mac, but I was just saying that's not my thing.
Barnes would have liked the outfield.
All right, Leslie.
Leslie, you were born in 87, right?
Next.
All right, yeah, Alice in Chains was formed in 1987.
Oh.
Okay, Leslie, either you tell him a year or we're going to start telling him years for you. All right, try 1943, Cubby.
Engelbert Humperdinck. And no, it only goes back to 1957.
Okay, then Leslie, it only goes back to 1957. Can you play?
The Beatles were formed in 57. In 58, the Bee Gees. In 59, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
CCR.
I thought you were going to say Creed. No. I was like, wow.
In 1960, the Temptations. 61, the Beach Boys. 62, the Rolling Stones. Simon and Garfunkel, 63. Leonard Skinner, 64. Pink Floyd, 65. The Monkees, 66. Any one of those? Which one is your favorite, Leslie?
Hey, with the Monkees.
Should Cubby keep going?
You really are dodging this.
Hey, speaking of Creed, Scott Stapp lives in Nashville.
Okay, well, there's the fun fact. Thank you, Leslie, for that fun fact. Get him on the show.
I thought you would say book him on the show.
Yeah, book him on the show. All right.
Okay.
Before we get to our guests, Brian and Bailey and Leanne Littrell, who we hope we've never had this many people on the Pop Culture Show at one time. I want to share with you something that will bring you great laughs and joy this Thanksgiving season. You be lucky enough. What?
Is it another KFC log?
No. Should you be able to spend time with family? Leslie, pay attention. You're the person in class. Pay attention. Okay. You're going to want to do this. And Cubby, I guarantee you will want to do this. This is a tried and true prank that I've done for years. And I usually put it away for 5 or 6 years. So you have a new cycle of people maybe, and they don't remember. Step one, go in your bathroom, like they call it a powder room, I guess, off of your main living area. So wherever you're congregating with friends, so watching a game or just hanging out at dinner or whatever, and then somebody gets up to go to the bathroom, they use that bathroom. First, what you do, take your iPhone, go in your bathroom, stand in the corner of the bathroom, and just take a picture, almost like looks like a security cam footage. Take a picture of in the toilet, like you're looking at the toilet, okay? Okay, so you take that picture and then you load it up on your phone so you can cast it to your TV. You wait for the moment that someone leaves to go to the bathroom and then you get everyone else in on the joke. Just start laughing when they come out. Put that picture on the TV. When they come walking back in the room, just start cackling and laughing. You will see.
This is great. I love this.
Have you done this?
I do it all the time.
You do?
When they come back in, just do this. Like when they come back in the room, just be like,
such a Barnes thing. Freak.
The person that went to the bathroom will lose their mind.
Is great. This is great. I never heard of this, but I love it.
Thank me later.
Oh, I can't.
Dude, that's really funny. This. Oh my God.
This is a first for the Pop Culture Show. We've never had this many people on in one broadcast. Don't even know if this is going to stay connected, but for now, please welcome, in order, Bailey Littrell, Brian Littrell, Leanne Littrell. Welcome to the Pop Culture Show.
Yay!
What's up?
Wow. Yay. It's a party line.
Right? I kind of feel like when we were really little.
This is unreal. I don't even know where we want to start. I mean, it's like you guys, Cubby and Brian, have a history that goes back with the Backstreet Boys for so long.
Yeah,
in fact. Just a couple years, right?
Cubby, yeah, just a few years. We've probably done over 30 interviews. And of course, this always comes up. You know, it was 20 years ago this week that we did that Around the World trip for Black and Blue.
You know, I saw that. I saw that on social media.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh my gosh, this was 100 hours around the world. I was like, can you believe that? It's been that long?
20 years.
Brian, I can't think of anything worse than being stuck with Cubby for 100 hours on a private jet.
By the way, this was not just a private jet. This was a 767. There was plenty of room. And and like Brian said, we went around the world in 100 hours, and it was something I will never, ever forget. It was just unbelievable.
Well, it was something that we kind of created. We came up with out of the blue, just because everybody was back then, you know, this is early 2000s. Everybody's talking about, breaking a record, selling, you know, multi-million albums the first week. And so what we thought was we'd take our international reach, because a lot of people don't look at the international markets like BSB always has for years. You know, we're talking about almost three decades doing this, and I just can't believe we've been doing it that long. But so that's why we went from Stockholm to Tokyo, from Tokyo to Brisbane, Australia, or
Sydney.
Sydney. Right. Sydney. Mm-hmm. Then we went to Perth and refueled. Yep. And then we went to Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Wow. Cape Town.
Rio. I'm sorry. Rio.
Cape Town.
Yeah, Cape Town. I'm sorry. Cape we Town. Skipped Cape
Look
Town.
Look at this one. He knows everything. I love that.
But yeah, he was on the ball. He was on the ball. And the cool thing about it is I didn't have to spend all my time with him the whole time because there's five of us. So he had to divvy up his time. So
I kind of feel sorry for you, Covey. I only have to deal with one at a time.
Which Backstreet Boy, Cubby, has the worst fart?
Oh my God! Oh. I'm gonna go with AJ.
Really?
Yeah. I would say Nick.
Well, you know, Nick was on a McDonald's kick back then too. Before he lost weight, he was eating McDonald's all the time. So you're right. He was
you're talking about.
So
you're
Brian,
talking about singeing your nose hairs like it would singe your nose hairs.
He does that on stage too, though.
Yeah.
Right.
You heard it here first. We're trying to find out when Cubby's taste for Jägermeister started. Did you experience any of that back then?
I'm going to go with AJ on that one.
Yes.
Poor AJ.
AJ and I did a drinking game where he would hold, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but he would hold two hands behind his back and you had to pick a number between 1 and 10. And however many you were off, you would have to do that many shots.
Oh.
So if you said the number 5 and he was holding up 7, you were off by 2, you do 2 shots of a particular drink. But you knew he was always lying because you would say
of
any number.
Of course he was. Of course, yeah,
any note, right?
Right, because yeah. You're 8 off. You do 8 shots. You never knew.
That's so bad.
Did AJ make up that game?
Completely, 100%. But it was a good time, and I can't believe it's been 20 years. But now look what's happened since then. I mean, come on.
I know we're on the same show with our son.
Yeah,
Bailey, you're killing it.
Well, you know what? I'm only 3 years old. They've tricked you.
And your birthday's coming 7. Up, right, Bailey?
Yes, it's in like less than 2 weeks. It's crazy.
Wow, you're going to be 18.
It's actually on Thanksgiving. 18.
Yeah. So Barnes and Cubby, I got introduced to the whole family. You know, we brought in Brian and Backstreet Boys to the CMT family. They did a Crossroads. They did the CMT Music Awards. And then Bailey came in with just some incredible music. I mean, he's a great songwriter. And we were able to play a video from him. So we're full on in the Bailey Luttrell business, big time.
Yeah.
Let me play a clip for those that don't know Bailey yet. Here's just a quick clip of one of his songs.
You check all my boxes when it's 22, you got it. Going down my list, it's obvious you're what I wanted. Take me out
the- You've got talent, bro.
Wow.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Man.
So good.
Thank you so much.
We did actually two versions of that song.
We did.
That one's a more pop song. The pop version. Yeah. So we did a little bit of reworking and did it more of a country version.
Yeah. 615. Yeah. 615 version.
Are you guys recording at home? Or you have a studio at home?
Yes.
We do. I was actually in the studio yesterday and I've got a session this afternoon.
Wow.
So yeah. With Bailey? Or with someone else?
With himself.
So Bailey, you know.
No, this is a BSB session. It's a BSB.
Oh, it's a BSB session. You have some new music coming out soon?
Possibly. Okay. It's a little secret, but you hear it first right here.
Very cool.
You heard nothing. Literally.
Now, Bailey, growing up, you know, your dad being a big pop star, I mean, did you think you were going to go down the pop music lane, or would you consider yourself a country guy? I mean, do you have a kind of a designation yet?
You know what? I honestly thought that I would go the pop route if I did music. that's just kind of how it always seemed like it was going to go. You know, you do music, you do what dad does, you do pop. And as kind of time went on and it got to the point where I could start my own career, I had a conversation with mom and dad and I said, you know, guys, I really want to try country. It's where my roots are. And it's, I mean, growing up in Georgia, that's what I heard constantly from my grandparents, from my family. And so it just felt at home. And so I told him, I said, I don't think I can do that. I don't think there's a market. And dad said, well, why not?
There you go. Me and mom and dad
looked at each other. We're like, you know what? Let's try it. I mean, what do we have to lose? So, I mean, country music has been seriously phenomenal. And Leslie, you've been amazing to me through this entire process. I couldn't ask for a better team of people. And just, you know, country music's been so welcoming. They really have.
You seem like such a down-to-earth family and just such a cool unit, you know? Like, it just, you hear so many bad stories in Hollywood about the families and the drugs and the problems and the screaming. And you guys just seem so normal. But I have to point out, Brian, I went on your Instagram and I was looking around. I have to ask, Bailey, what do you think when dad posts a really close-up picture of your mom's butt on Instagram?
He's thinking COVID hasn't been good to my mom.
Stop it.
What do you think?
You know, I just kind of watch from the sidelines. And
that was a too much drink day.
Yeah, he was
day drinking.
Like, yeah, yeah,
hashtag day drinking.
But you know, Barnes,
backside. Yeah, I like to. You know, I like to get a rise. I like to get a rise off of.
No pun intended.
Literally.
No pun intended.
Oh yeah, hey, that was a good one.
Damn,
that was a good one.
Well, Bailey, where are you right now? Are you guys like? Are you in the same house, but just make it look like you're in a different like you know area right now? who's where?
No, man, I'm in my own studio apartment somewhere.
Well, we're probably like 50 steps from each other right now. Yeah, we're in different wings of the house. It's a compound.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, it's more than 50 steps.
Yeah, so he's
is it
in
more
the
than
room
50
that,
steps?
Yeah, Bailey actually graduated early this year, so he literally has a room in the house as his school room. So I know you don't want me to say that, but I mean, you're graduated now. And then we're all the way over in the studio.
In the studio.
Yeah. So,
well, Barnes, it's exactly what you said. What you see is what you get. They are all down to earth. It's like a family affair. But Bailey, I do have to ask you, have these words ever come out of your dad's mouth? Back when I was your age.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I've heard it so much. And you know what? The best thing about it is it's usually just complete words of wisdom. Rarely is it, you know, just something random. But, I mean,
Dad, don't get crying yet. I haven't even started.
It's crazy to kind of be now at this point where me and Dad can really relate so much when it comes to music. And he started when he was my age, and for him, he didn't really, you know, he didn't know what was going to happen. He just went out on a limb and he did it. And now to kind of be in the same position, it's crazy. I really never thought like 100% that this would be exactly what I was going to do. And so to follow in his footsteps, I just want to make him proud.
Bailey, who do you look up to, as far as besides your dad, as far as in the singing world, who really kind of grabbed you?
Oh man, John Mayer is a huge, huge grab right there. I mean, John Mayer has been an inspiration for a long time, from songwriting to playing guitar. You know that? Wow, no one's gonna get that good. But
and another ATLer. I mean, he was kicking the 404 for a minute, and one of the best guitarists out there.
Oh yes. Yeah. So good. That's why Bailey wanted to learn guitar.
Have you met him?
I haven't met him.
Well, we have a surprise. I mean, Bailey, we have a surprise for you.
John, come on.
Come on in, John.
Come on in, John.
John won't come on our show for some reason. We've tried. He will not. Yeah, he won't return any of our calls. Leslie, start beating him up.
Yeah, Leslie, you can do it.
I think we need to make this happen.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Hey, Brian, back in the Backstreet days when all this craziness was happening in your world, and now you're settled with a family as we've gone through, but I want to hear like a crazy ass story, a fan story. Like, what's something that sticks out as like psycho freak show?
Oh, how much time do you have?
You married her, didn't you?
good one, Kevin.
Cut me off, man. If we weren't on the internet, I'd knock you out.
If I had a hand, I'd go like this.
there's all kinds. I'll just like bullet points. We had a stowaway on our bus. She rode about probably 200 miles. She was just in the back in the dark. One of our managers reached for his bag behind his bunk and he found this leg and it was like, oh my God. So, it was in Germany. So we had to get her off of the bus and then literally pay for like the taxi at the time to get her back home. That was one instance. We were in Brussels, Belgium one time, and we had two girls waiting in the dressing room for us when we got to the gig. Mm. And they were just sitting on the sofa, and their jeans were all ripped, and they had like blood on their legs. And we were like, are you guys okay? And they were like, yeah, we're fine. So we didn't think anything of it.
Just blood and rips.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they were just sitting in our dressing room. It kind of took us off guard. So we were like, well, we got to get showered and ready for the show. And they were like, okay. You know, and so I went and got security. I'm like, hey, guys, there's two girls in our dressing room. And so come to find out, they had jumped the fence. They had ripped their pants. They had bloodied themselves. And they were sitting in the dressing room just chilling. And they were trying not to overreact. So those are just two instances, and we don't have a long enough show, I think.
I told someone yesterday, they were asking, hey, who's on the pop culture show this week? I said, the literal family is going to be on. And someone said, oh my God, when I was, I knew someone, like they knew someone who went city to city following the Backstreet bus. And it just, that made me think, man, the psychos these guys must have dealt with for just every location.
It's a whole other episode.
Yeah. Exactly. And this was all before social media, guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, right. I mean, this was like, you know, the instant camera days, and then the digital camera world came out. It was like, oh my gosh, we can go through and edit our pictures.
Can you imagine if they had selfies then?
Wow. I remember Brian had the big brick phone. He was like, yo, man, I'm going to do a call into the radio station right now.
Like, hello?
Hey, Bailey, what do you think about the old footage you see of your dad, like in the 90s and early 2000s? Do you like laugh at it, or does it, I mean, what's your take?
I love it. I seriously soak it all up. Like from videos of him, like literally the guys what would you do, Dad? You'd rehearse with the boys when you'd play. You went from high schools to like, you know, you play in high school gymnasiums to small places, and you guys would rehearse in the shower. You guys would all pack in a small shower and start singing. And so there's all these clips of you guys, like at
literally
my age, like singing in the shower. Like, I love that. Like anything, you know, I mean, it's very, very, it's a long time ago now. Very historical.
Wait, Bubba, don't you think that sometimes when we look at pictures of Dad young, we have to figure out if it's you or Dad?
Sometimes we're finally getting to that point.
I mean, you look exactly this. It's crazy how
it's
close
crazy.
They look.
Yeah, you could be brothers.
We could be.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll take that. There's no denying it, right, baby?
Yeah.
Bailey, did you ever get nervous on stage? I mean, you grew up around this and you're such a natural performer, but like the first time and being in front of thousands of people, like what did that feel like?
Wow. You know what? The first time I ever went on stage, I mean, it started when I was super, super young. So like 2005, 2006, I would go up and like introduce the boys. I had no care in the world. I was like, yeah, this is normal. You know, and as time kept going on, like I would sing a couple songs or something and it seemed normal. But then when I was the opening act for you guys last year on tour, it finally, I mean, just set in like what was going on. I mean, we're walking through Capitol Arena and you've got security walking you to the stage and you just hear off the distance and your whole band's looking at you like, man, we've never played something this big before.
you're like, me either, man.
Well, you're lucky that they don't reject you. You know what I mean? Like it could have backfired.
Sure,
yeah. It could have been like, oh, they're just bringing their kid out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're good. So they love it.
Yeah. I mean, like that's the number one concern I think you have when you go out there. You're like, nobody has to like me. Like,
yeah,
I don't want this to seem forced at all. I just want them to listen if they want to. So when you go out there, you don't want them to be like, ah, this kid sucks. But, you know, you're just hoping for a little love. I mean, Orlando was huge. When the boys went to Orlando on tour, I mean, where they started, I mean, it was – the fans were crazy. But when I got up there, it was insane too. I was like
– yay, they love me.
Yeah, I mean, the standing ovations and people screaming, I was like, holy crap, this is insane. Like
– now, do mom and dad critique your show?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, we do. I was about to say the cool thing about watching Bailey on that tour particularly is we did, I think we did 40, 44, 45 shows across North America, including Canada. Mm-hmm. And to watch him do that first show versus the last show, like he was just a different monster. Like he was so comfortable and, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, he knows if he sucked, if he really sucked, like he wouldn't be out there doing it. Like if he didn't really have a passion and want to do this, this is not an easy business, you know, growing up in it, he knows that. And so he took that on when he signed up for it. And it's tough. It's not easy. But for him to do that first show versus the last one, and then now to go on and do his own solo shows and selling out Eddie's Attic in Atlanta, he's going to be at the Buckhead Theater December 12th. Mm-hmm. There's only like 20 tickets left out of that. We're all social distancing and it's all good. But to watch him now, he's just, I mean, he's so talented. He's so far more talented than I ever was at that age. And just, I mean, I have nothing but kudos for him because he's commanding, and at not even at 18, he'll be 18 in 2 weeks, but he just has the audience, you know, on a limb. And I'm just proud to be his dad. That's
you can't tell.
Yeah. How can people get those 20 tickets that are left? How can people get them?
Well, basically, I think all the tables are gone, but they're Buckhead Theater through Live Nation. Yeah. So you could either go to Buckhead Theater's website or Live Nation or Bailey's, actually.
Well, Brian and Bailey, I do have a question. At the end of the day, let's face it, Leanne runs the show.
Yes.
Right?
Mama.
She definitely mama runs the show.
So yeah, when you know what I'll say is like, he's such a good kid. I mean, this one's,
I'm a good kid too.
I've got two great kids. No, I'm just kidding. He's such a good kid. He's easy. Like he's grown. And like, if I give him critique before, he would be like, whatever, I don't do that. And now he's like, really like the last, at this COVID time, he's really grown into his own and he's a way easier to work with. But we've been stuck together for your whole life. Yeah. And it only gets better.
Now, why is there no reality show yet with you guys? It seems like an obvious,
you know, we thought about it, but they kept trying to put invent things instead of just let it go. And we were like, even last night, we were at Ponco Chicken seeing the Rat Pack dancing with what was it, Frank Sinatra. And I'm like, you can't make this crap up. Y'all. I mean,
you don't have to write it. Yeah, you don't have to write it with us. It just happens. And it just got, you know, we got pitched a couple ideas years ago, and it was just a little.
It's
too
wonky. Yeah.
It's too hokey.
If we could do it like a docuseries and produce our own, I think we would totally be into that.
Especially with what the journey of Bailey, what he's going through, you know, and having a team so close to the business, like mom and dad, but mom being manager, and you know, it's just it's a close knit. You know, Leslie's right. What you see is what you get.
The Journey of Bailey. That could be an album title right there.
Right? Funny.
I'm telling
you. Thank you all. We really appreciate you coming on. This has been incredible that the internet has stayed on the whole time.
I know you say that and we all close.
Right, exactly.
You guys should do the docuseries. I think it would be fascinating.
Really? Totally should.
You guys are great people and we're such fans, and you guys are the kind of people we root for because you're just like Steve said earlier, you're down to earth, just great people. And Bailey, you're pure talent. And I can tell
Absolutely.
You're gonna go far.
Thank you.
Bailey,
so
best
much,
of
man.
Luck to you. Thank you for coming on. And also Brian and Leanne, thank you
both.
Hopefully we can see you in person next time. Thank you guys.
Absolutely. I would love it. Thanks so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Thank you, Leslie.
The Pop Culture Show is done. We will see you next week.
We out. Okay, we out.
And the show after the show.
You guys are great.
Yeah,
seriously.
That was great.